It is a busy week for the Lady Bulldog tennis team as we get folks updated on the netters from THS. Picked up a 8-1 victory over Cameron last night on Pinkout Night out at the THS courts. They were, let's see here, kind of working backwards. They're at the Carrollton tournament on Wednesday and at LeBlanc Tuesday at the Benton tournament today. So we'll get an update from Coach Hockenfels here at midday is a recording, football game night as you're listening to this. But we'll start with that, Coach. I know it's kind of halfway through the day over there. How are things going thus far for the girls?
We're going okay. We're having a challenge. You know, we're in a pool play, and so we're just trying to work through that. And so we still have Maryville left to play, and just a good day of tennis. And every year it's just a, you know, learning opportunity. We win some, we lose some, and that's just how they go. But it's been a long week of tennis, and we've had some really great moments and other times that, okay, this is what we need to work on. This is what we're going to do Monday at practice.
The schedule this week, you know, there have been times over the last 2-3 years where you play Carrollton, you play LeBlanc, and you go, okay, they're down a little bit. Those teams are not down this year. Carrollton was very good. LeBlanc you had trouble with, so the girls have been tested this week.
They are, yeah. Yeah, we came out with Cameron, and we were surprised. They've really improved, and Carrollton's really improved. And so, and that's good. And so we, of course, we want, you know, tougher competition, and so that'll only make you better. And so I was really proud of the girls. My one doubles last night got down in their match, and then they came back and won. So just that they know that, okay, we can push through it. And right now, today, we're playing with no ad, and so that's harder. Because it's so much easier, I feel like, to mentally play with ad, because then you always get that chance to come back. So sometimes no ad is harder mentally. So we've lost a lot of just regular games just today because it's 6 no ad. But that's all part of it. And then later on, it will be with ad. And I told them, you're going to be thankful for that because next week we're going to be with ad.
You kind of hinted at me. I think this is after the LeBlanc match, maybe, that, you know, we're making progress, we're getting there, but, you know, just kind of the mental side of things. When you have to push through and get a big point, that's kind of some of the things that you're going to be working on Monday, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. And just how to, you know, working on our serves. Okay, you girls, you're going to take this, you know, bucket of balls, and you're just going to go serve the whole time. We've had a couple of problems with serving today, and if your serving game is off, it just throws your whole game off. You know, when you get broke as on your serve, yeah. So that's what we're going to be working on. And just stop so many unforced errors. We're punching a lot out. We're just not, you know, getting them across court. And so we're just not making our shots. So that's what we're going to be working on. And, you know, this is usually what happens. And I was just talking with Mallory Soles, actually, here. She, you know, was on my team last year. I go, do you remember this is the same thing that happened last year at this tournament? She goes, yes. And I go, hey, and we got 4 sectionals last year. So, you know, just because, you know, today isn't necessarily falling out how we wanted it to, you know, we have a lot to work on, but, you know, we can still just keep improving and do the next few weeks and take it to districts.
How good of a step, just as far as, you know, we know that Astrid and Lydia make a really good doubles team, but to get the doubles championship at Carrollton on Wednesday, how good of an early season step is that for them?
Oh, just confidence level. You know, they played really well. Again, you know, it was no ad. So some of the games they lost, there was one team they lost to, and it was, they did win. Oh, no, they won, I'm sorry, 8-5. But, you know, a couple of those games in there was because it was deuced, and they lost the deuce point. So it was nice that during the championship match, it was with ad. So anytime I got to deuce, more than likely, most of them pulled out. So they ended up winning that match 8-2. So that was nice to say, hey, most of the time you're going to play with ad. So, you know, just have them keep working and just talking together, just communication. And that's the nice thing about doubles. If one of them gets down, they're really good about talking the other one up, you know, working, you know, they've been partners since last year. And so they can just help each other that way.
Just from early season results, Coach, is the match at Chillicothe, is it anticipated to be as competitive and close as we kind of thought it was going to be before the season started?
I hope so. You know, it's tennis. You just never know night to night. Some nights you're on, some nights you're off. I hope that's one of the nights we're on.
There you go.
So we're going to be talking about that, and then hopefully their drive will get him to it.
That's the next meet coming up for Trenton at Chillicothe on Tuesday. And as Coach said, they'll have a good needed practice on Monday here after a really busy week of 4 straight days of tennis. Coach, as always, yes. Appreciate you joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.